We came to praise God today. We came to give Him glory because He's worthy of all praise. Amen. Amen. I've been thinking of this scripture all morning. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into Him and are safe. How many of you feel safe today? Come on. Come on, let us. Come on, somebody vote. I feel safe today. Amen. Praise God. God is good all the time. Yes, He is. All the time, God is good. Let's lift our voice as we pray. Father, thank You as we acknowledge Your lordship over regeneration. We say over our online audience today that they are the head also and not the tail. We worship You, God, because of who You are. And we are thankful that You're not only Lord of the heavens, but You're Lord over the earth. We rejoice. Let everything that hath breath begin to praise Him. Let the seas praise Him. Let the mountains and the trees and the hills, let them praise Him. Let the people of God today, come on, somebody lift out a shout to God. God, we bless You. We bless You in Jesus' name. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, put your hands together. He's worthy. He's worthy. Thank You, Lord. Yeah. Here we go. Come open the doors and make way. Strongholds to break, 'cause we know what You can do. We know what You can do. Gonna see lives change, souls saved, broken hearts made new. The King is in the room. Yeah, Lord, we enthrone You upon our praise. The King is in the room.
Prepare the way. The King is in the room. Now, it's manifesting now. Oh, Yahweh
for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Oh, break every yoke. We tear the strongholds down. We tear the strongholds down. We tear the strongholds down. Strongholds down. Hey! We tear the strongholds down. We tear the strongholds down. We tear the strongholds down. Strongholds down. Come on, say it with me. We tear the strongholds down. We tear.
Shut up, shut up. such a good presence of the Lord in the house today. There's such a presence of victory. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord and victory in the house today. God is so good. My mind went back to being a little boy. And when you would, we lived just a couple minutes from here. And when Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Christmas would come around, we would try to avoid this area because the Rivergate Mall in its heyday, I mean, traffic was just slammed. It was gridlocked. You couldn't get around there because there was something in that mall that those people wanted. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that we have something here that people are gonna want. And that we'll see the days of those traffic coming again, but it's gonna be on a Wednesday, and it's gonna be on a Sunday, and it's gonna be all around our church. And I don't know, we're probably gonna have to strike an agreement with the Indian restaurant and the theater for parking, and maybe across the street, because the people are gonna come and we're gonna fill it up. And we're gonna have chairs out in the lobby and chairs in the youth area, because there's gonna be something here that the people need. God is so good. We'll turn our hearts to giving this morning, and we'll say our offering declaration is one. Because I am a tither and a giver, the windows of heaven are open to me, and God rebukes the devourer for my sake. I am blessed financially and receive a blessing that I cannot contain. I choose to sow cheerfully and bountifully, knowing I will reap bountifully. He makes me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The blessings of God are chasing me and overtaking me. Because God loves to see me prosper, I am believing Him for advancements, God ideas, blessings and increases, financial freedom and breakthroughs. Amen. Ushers, you may serve the people.
Hallelujah. Since the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I began to hear God speak to me prophetically what is getting ready to happen in this nation. And I felt like we just needed to change the format today. I know we're going to set in Steve as men's pastor, but there's just a burning in my spirit as to what Bible says. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And God is loosing. The Lord says, I'm loosing a spirit of boldness. It's already been loosed in this nation, says the Lord. And the spirit of timidity that has been on the house of God and has been on believers, the Lord said, I am lifting that. And God said that spirit of timidity really was solidified when there were mass mandates that were put on the house of the Lord, and we were driven into places of seclusion, and we had to hide out, as it were. And it was almost like we were ashamed to congregate because of the spirit that was loose in the atmosphere. But the Lord says that it looks like the enemy has been in control. But God said, know this, the enemy has never been in control, but I am still God. I am still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there's never been a moment, says God, where things have been out of my hands or out of my direction or out of my ability to correct or to set forth by the Spirit of the Lord. And God says this. He says, when the enemy shot Charlie Kirk, they thought they buried a movement. But God said they have planted a harvest. And yesterday in prayer, the Lord said this, even as a race is started by a man lifting a pistol and firing a shot in the air. The shot that was heard a few days ago, that the enemy said that we have stopped something. The Lord says it is a shot that was heard in the spirit that has loosed the final move of the Holy Ghost. And God says that now you're going to see the glory of the Lord begin to release in the United States of America. And even as I begin to move, says the Lord, I am beginning to loose my spirit in a new way. The Lord says, I am going to dismantle the enemy's camp and every plan that has been placed by hell to stop the church of the living God. God said, I'm going to dismantle them. The Lord said, I am breaking the spirit of the enemy. God said that they are going to weep. They're going to stand in places and say, how did this happen? How did we lose control? How did the church come back alive? But God said, there is a resurrection anointing that has been loosed by the power of the Lord upon the house of God. And God said, I'm putting a shout back in your spirit. And the Lord said, the spirit of heaviness. The Lord said, the assignments of hell that have been sent against the church of the Most High today are canceled by the Spirit of the Lord. When I heard this in the Spirit, I asked God, are you sure? Because I'm careful about dates. But God said, start in 2026. To the year of 2030 will be the final harvest in the earth. And God said, they're not coming in by the thousands. And they're not coming in by the hundreds of thousands. But God said, my house is going to be so full that I'm going to spill you over into the edifices that hell erected for their own agenda. And God said, even as I declared a few years ago that I will shut down sports, there will come a day, saith the Lord, that it won't just be because people say we're not going. But God said, I'm going to change the interests of this nation. And the Lord said, sports has become the god of this nation, and it's dominated on Sundays. The Lord said, it's stolen my children from Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings with T-ball and practice. And have taken them out of the house of the Lord. But God said, the children that the enemy said I'm going to devour is part of the harvest that I'm going to raise up by the power of God. God said, the congregation that you see in this building right now, one day you'll have this many children, says the Lord, in the house of the Lord. For God said, I am touching men and women. I'm going to touch your kids. That the enemy said, no wonder hell went after your children. God said, I'm breaking the spirit of transgender. I'm breaking the spirit of autism. I'm breaking the spirit that has come down on your kids. I am breaking them in the name of the Lord. And today, saith God, I declare over this house that there is a new sound. There is a new anointing by the Spirit of the Lord. Plans that were hatched in darkness, that were set in place by evil politicians, God said, they will not come to pass. And the Lord says, just as I declare to my servant that the enemy would not fire an arrow in his city, so am I declaring to you that the liberals of this nation have already been defeated by the power of God. God said the days are coming where in the New York Stadium, it will be filled with men and women of a young generation. They will not be there for a concert. but they will be drawn, says the Lord, from all over this nation to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God said, I have seeded the atmosphere. The Lord said, I'm going to do things that you have never seen. I'm going to do things, saith God, that have not entered into your mind. God said, the spirit of tradition has so bound up the minds of my people that there are boundaries around your spirit that says God cannot go any farther than this. But I am still God. If I can part a Red Sea, if I can kill a 10-foot giant with a rock, if I can shake a prison until the gates of the city are opened, do you not know, saith the Lord, that I can do it? Are you not sitting in a building, says the Lord, that the enemy said no? And know this, saith God, money cannot stop. The enemy cannot take debt and stop the move of the Lord. If $18 million can stop me in my tracks, then I am not God. And I want you to know, saith the Lord, that I'm still God, and I still stand. And I say this to the people who have put their hand on the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord said there have been big names in this nation that have been on national television that have masqueraded as spirit-filled churches that have put their hand on the Ark of the Covenant. And God said, even as Uzzah put his hand on the Ark to control its movement, and I took him out, God said, I'm getting ready to make some national voices obsolete. Because I will not have men stand in my pulpit who put limitations on me and say, we will put you in the back room. We will say your name, but you will not be on our platform. And God said, what I'm doing in this hour is a movement of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. And God said, I'm bringing back the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord giveth the utterance. And the Lord said, the world has had no problem running and shouting in their own venues. But God said, I'm putting the joy back in the house of the Lord to where my men and women are getting loose by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to put a spring in your step, and the spirit of heaviness that has been upon you, I am breaking by the power of God. I'm going to move in you so much, saith God, that you can't wait to get to the house of the Lord because of the release of the Spirit of the Lord. God said, I have been declaring for some time that there is a spirit of death coming in this nation. The Lord said, I've held it back. The Lord says that the enemy crossed the line a couple of weeks ago. God said, what the enemy intended for evil, God said, I'm going to turn it around. And I'm going to move some men, says the Lord, not by being voted out, but I'm going to move them, saith the Lord. I'm going to remove them from the earth because of the spirit of treaty that they made with evil. The Lord says that every church and every servant of the Lord that has made a place for me, that has prepared a place of habitation for me, God said, now I am preparing a place for you in the spirit that the church for the last century has not stepped into. And God says, some of the moves that we have seen in this nation over the last several years, the Lord said they were just mercy drops. The Lord says that the enemy has not been targeting churches, but he's been targeting a generation. And the Lord says, this is why the enemy has so infiltrated colleges in the United States of America with their atheistic rhetoric. And God said, I've showed you what I could do at Asbury. The Lord said, you watch me. I'm going to do it in secular colleges. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to make professors who have stood against me watch while their students begin to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And God said that I am now beginning to pull out of the shadows men and women that have thought they have been forgotten by me. And what you thought was forgotten, says the Lord, I called it training. God said, now that you have been skilled in the things of the Lord, that I'm going to begin now to replace. And the Lord said this. He said, I'm loosing a reversal in this nation. And when I was just seeking the Lord on that, and I thought, God, what is that? And this is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, the gallows that evil men in this country built to hang righteousness on, I'm going to reverse it. And what they thought, hallelujah, God says, know this, the voice of your servant today are not just words. But the Lord said, I'm going to bring to pass what I'm declaring today on this platform by the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, the gallows that have been built to hang righteousness on, the Lord said, I'm going to reverse it. And I'm going to take the same gallows that evil raised up to stop the church. And God said, I'm going to hang them on it. And the Lord said, I'm going to take the house of Haman, hallelujah, and I'm going to give it back to a spiritual Mordecai by the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, I've had enough of men and women that stand and say, we do it our way. God said, not so. This is my house. This is my move. This is my harvest. This is my earth. Your children belong to me. Your parents belong to me. This nation belongs to me. And I will not give it back to the enemy. But I declare by the Spirit of the Lord that glory, glory, glory is coming. Wrote this down yesterday. The Lord said this because we're not used to this. We've touched on it at times. But God said, I'm going to fill the house of the Lord up with such glory that men will not be able to stand and minister because of the presence of God. Get ready, says the Lord, because I'm taking back Sundays. I'm going to step out of your time frame. God said, there's going to be such glory in the house that time will disappear. And you'll finally look at your clock and you'll go, my God, we've been here 4 hours. But it feels like 20 minutes. God said, I have longed for this hour that my bride and I could be one. God said, I've given you my power. I've given you my healing. I've given you my blessings. But he said, I've even given you my presence. But God said, now I'm going to give you me. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you me. God said, worship has so drawn me in this house that I've had to get up, hallelujah, and look over the portals of glory and see where it's coming from. And God said, I am so drawn to the worship in this house that I have descended down, and I make a covenant with thee that my presence will never again lift off of this sanctuary and lift off of this house. And the Lord says, over this whole area, this Rivergate area, and God said, it's no coincidence that my servant lived within a mile of this house for 28 years and interceded in a park for 28 years, not knowing this place. But God said, there is so much seed planted in the atmosphere that it was like a hammer that was coming against the strongholds of poverty and the strongholds of racism that have been over this area. And God said, know this, that today I am declaring that the spirit of darkness that is ruled over this area, God said, I shut down the mall. I'm moving it out because I am preparing this area for another divine visitation of the power of the Holy Ghost. God said, I did not put you far away, but I stuck you close to the freeway, because the Lord says they will have to have police out on the freeway to handle the exodus of men and women that are going to come to the house of the Lord. And the Lord said, this is a different hour, and this is a different day. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God said, harvest is upon you. The Lord says, prepare yourself because of the visitation of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit began to quicken this in me. God said, because we are used to time frames, we have plans. We'll do it to this part, and then we'll do this part. But God said, I'm losing speed in the spirit. And God said, there's going to be so much speed in the spirit. And the Lord said, one of the reasons it's going to be that way is because I started the church in speed. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Suddenly, I saved 3,000 men. Suddenly, I saved 5,000 men. Suddenly, says the Lord, a motley crew of men became national voices in a small nation that changed the world. And God said, I am loosing suddenlies in the spirit. And what used to take a long time is not going to take a long time now. God said, it's going to happen so fast that I'm going to fulfill the scripture that says the plowman shall overtake the reaper. And the Lord said, you'll open up the door with a bag of seed in your hand to walk out to plant in the field. And when you step out the door, you'll step into a full-grown field, because what you planted yesterday has already reached maturation by the Spirit of the Lord. God said, the reason I'm giving you a time frame is I don't have decades now to perform my will. So the Lord says, over these next few years, I'm going to change your desires. God said, I'm going to break the spirit of recreation off of people. I'm going to break the spirit of pleasure off of people. The Lord said that my presence was so glorious in the book of Acts that materialism was broken and people began to sell things they did not need, that just sat dormant, and they begin to give it into the house of the Lord. I'm loosing a spirit of generosity, says the Lord. And this day, you watch me, says the Lord. Things things that you own, but you do not need. I'm not taking from you your necessities, but God said collections and things that have just set, and you just look at them. God said there is a spirit of generosity that's going to hit the house of the Lord, and you're going to go, I don't need that. I'm going to bring it to the house of the Lord. And God said abundance is going to begin to happen in the kingdom of the Lord. Suddenly, you're going to get calls that children are coming back. Prodigals are returning. Suddenly, your child who has autism, hallelujah, one morning you'll go in the bedroom to get them up and they'll be bright-eyed, and the teacher will call and say, what happened to your child? He's making straight A's. He's on the honor roll. He doesn't have behavioral issues. I break, saith God, this demonic attack that has come against your kids in the name of the Lord, and I declare that this generation shall not be overtaken by the enemy. God says a fire has been started. And the Lord said, you're already beginning to see it. God says, the spirit of closet Christians is being broken. God said, I'm causing Hollywood actors to come out publicly. You're seeing it, says the Lord. You're seeing men and women who are not being intimidated. They're not afraid of being blacklisted because they're hungry for God. If I can take an Alice Cooper, says the Lord, and make him publicly declare that he's coming back to his Pentecostal roots, do you not know? Hallelujah. That I can do the same thing in your family and in your house. And the Lord said, one of the strongest demons that's been in the United States of America is not the spirit that's in the world, but it is a religious spirit that has been in the house of God. And God said, it's broke my heart to watch churches all over this nation that all believe in me and my blood and the atoning power of the name of Jesus. They cannibalize each other. They won't fellowship with each other. They look at each other, and because you don't believe exactly the same way, they hope you go to hell. And God said, I'm breaking that. That is a demonic spirit. God said, I hate it more than the outward sins of the flesh. I'm going to break that spirit that devours. And the Lord said, there's a spirit of unity coming back to the house of God. And God said, you mark it down. You're going to see Episcopalians. You're going to see Methodists. You're going to see Lutherans, because I'm pulling from every movement men and women that are hungry for God. And God said, you need to forget their labels and begin to listen to their worship. You need to forget their come and declare that they're men and women in the house of the Lord. For this is an army, saith the Lord, that I'm raising up that will not be defeated, will not be brought down, but by the Spirit of God. God said that we've been wanting God to bring judgment on people who have so advanced the agenda of the enemy. But the Lord said that I'm going to fulfill the word of the Lord, and that judgment is going to begin in the house of God. God said in the next 12 months, I'm going to remove voices from the pulpit that have had the ears of my people, but would not bring them into the holiest of holies because of the spirit of control and money and ego. And the Lord said, I've seen my sheep raped. I've seen my sheep abused. And God said, I've had enough. And the Lord said, all of these prosperity preachers that stand on television and make all these lies and tell you to sow seeds, God said, I'm shutting them down. The Lord said, I never brought you to the house of the Lord so you could be fleeced financially. I brought you to the house of the Lord so you could be set free from sin. And God said, if a house is holy, the need will be met. And God said, I am again, as I said in Jeremiah, I'm going to raise up to you shepherds that love sheep, that smell like sheep. And many will stand on the sidelines because America has been told that if you got 5,000, you got 10,000 in your church, that that's success. But God said, I'm going to far exceed that with men and women who had no personal agenda, but they just wanted to build the kingdom of the Lord. And God said, as long as you give me the glory will always stay in this house and in the church. This is this is a strong word, but this is what I heard the Lord say. I'm going to burn up seeker-friendly churches. God said, I did not die for compromise. And God said, I don't trade numbers for sin. And I'm not impressed by famous names in a building that have never given their heart to Christ. And the Lord said, the days are going to come because I am reaching into the storehouse of the enemy. I'm going to take some of their best singers. I'm going to take some of their brightest scientists. I'm going to take some of their most intelligent apologists. I'm going to take Hollywood actors and actresses. I'm going to reach into the financial realm of banking. And God said, my spirit supernaturally is going to touch the hearts of men and women. And they're going to begin to come into the house of the Lord. And God said, leave them alone. Because they're men and women that are going to need to be discipled. And I'm not bringing them to put them on your platform so people will come. The Lord said, except the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain. And the scripture says that only God can give the increase. God said, this is a holy house from the platform all the way to the back. And the Lord said this, that there is in my presence is fullness of joy. And God said, there will be days that people will get healed all over the building, but it wasn't a healing service. People will begin to come in. God said that while they're wheeling in somebody in a wheelchair, the Spirit of God will hit them and they will come out of their wheelchair without the laying on of hands and the spirits of hell. And the Lord said, one of the things that I'm going to do is the spirit of not autism, but the spirit of dementia that has come against elderly saints that have loved me, that have stolen the minds of those men and women. God said, I'm going to bring them back to clarity. because the Lord said, I need some Joshuas and some Calebs in the house to instruct this young generation that does not know me. And this demonic spirit that has robbed my saints of their clarity, I'm breaking it in the name of the Lord. And every disease that was hatched in a laboratory by Big Pharma that has used it to make this country addicted to drugs, God said, I'm breaking that spirit by the power of the Lord. He'll know this, even as the God saith unto thee, your soil that farmers are planting in that has been so polluted by chemicals, God said, I'm going to breathe on your farms. I'm going to take the pollution back out of the soil, that when the harvest begins to come up out of the ground, it will come up pure, it will come up whole, and it will come up clean. God said, eye hath not seen, ear is not heard, neither is it into the heart of men, those things that God hath prepared for those that love him. Get ready, says God, put on your seatbelt, because you have never seen what you're getting ready to see. For the glory of the Lord is going to cover the whole earth, because I'm still God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! May God anoint your spirit right now. I want you to stand with me. The Lord said, for the next 7 days, just to confirm my work, I'm going to send angels home with you. And strongholds and harassing spirits, they're in your businesses, in your houses, in your marriages, in your children. The next 7 days, I'm going to begin to drive out spirits. And many of you are going to come back and say, I don't know how it happened, but all I know is something has changed by the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, we need to release our spirit right now by the power of the Lord. Come on, release your spirit by the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need you to come into agreement with what the Lord is saying right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ask him what he wants. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, receive it. God is mantling some people right now by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, I thank you, God, for the glory of the Lord that's in this sanctuary. God, I'm giving it back, says the Lord. What the enemy stole, I'm giving it back. I'm giving it back. I'm giving it back. Stretch out your hand and begin to receive it by the Spirit of the Lord. This is what I hear the Lord saying. That one of the next great moves of God, and we're beginning to see a little bit of it. But the Lord says it's going to start in college campuses. This is why this man was taken out. And it's going to be a supernatural release of the glory of God. Harababa Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 Marababa Sunday. God's speaking to some of you right now. Hallelujah. There is a release. There is a word of the Lord being released to some of you right now in your spirit. That God's talking to you about your life. Hallelujah. 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 God, we receive it. every year, and I think I'm almost done, but month by month, God says it's going to increase. We've seen that in the last 3 weeks in this building. If you could stand on this platform and see what I see, we realize that God is doing something supernaturally. Hallelujah. It's increasing. It's increasing. It's increasing. I hear the Lord saying, I'm loosing increase. And also the Lord says, I'm breaking debt. I'm breaking debt. Hallelujah. For every tither, every giver in this building, I'm calling in your harvest right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mortgage free. Praise God. That God does it. Hallelujah. God does it. You don't have to sow a seed today because you've already sowed it for decades. Now God's saying, watch. It's coming up. It's coming up. Prosperity, Brian. Prosperity, Rusty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prosperity, George. Prosperity, Todd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just, the spirit of heaviness being lifted today off of many of you. And God says, I'm giving you the garment of praise by the Spirit of the Lord. Can I ordain you next week? I feel like there needs to be a response to the word of the Lord today. You can get across the front. You can stand in the aisles. But God needs to hear you say, I'm coming into agreement. Jasmine begins to lead us in worship. Hallelujah. Unusual service today. Praise God. Lord, anoint the eyes as you anointed Elisha's servant to see what was going on in the heavens. So anoint the eyes of the men and women, not only of this in this building, but our online church. God, the word of the Lord that you've released today, we release it to our online church right now. Every online member of this house, we declare it.
Fall on me, anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost
minister to the Lord now.
On me.
Go ahead and make your petition known
anointing.
To God.
Anointing. Let the power of the Holy Ghost
ministering to us today. Can you feel that? The love of the Father being poured out. And I want you to know today that I'm excited about angels going home with us today to break harassing spirits. This morning when I was praying, I just really felt like that the Lord told me today that He's going to break the spirit of fear. There are many people that live under the spirit of fear. You're fearful of death. You're fearful of the future. You're fearful of what's going to happen financially. There's just a spirit of fear. And I heard the Lord say today that He is destroying the yoke of fear, that we can go boldly in courage and speak the power of the Lord. And there are some of you, I look around, that have been harassed by demon spirits of infirmity and sickness. And it seems like you get over one thing and something else happens. We break that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, why don't we just lift up our hands and receive, and we say, Lord God, we ask You in Jesus' name to destroy yokes that have harassed our children. God, harassed our minds, our spirit, our souls, our bodies. And we say, yes, Lord, come, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We thank You that it's broken in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name, my God, I feel the ministering presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody just needs to say, yes, Lord, I receive that debt cancellation. I receive, God, the yoke of debt destroyed in Jesus' name. Debt on your business, debt on your home, credit card debt. In the name of Jesus, we break that thing and we loose the flow of finances in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you mind if before we go, if we could just birth some babies? I feel like there are some people in this room today that you're just not sure of where you stand with Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that you will never be in a more loving environment than you are today. This group of people would never judge you, but we are ready to embrace you, and we love you today. And so I want every head bowed and every eye closed for you, some of you that would just say, you know what, I'm not sure, but I'd like to be sure. There's a song that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And I want you to have that blessed assurance today that I know that I know that I know that my sins are washed away, that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me. And if that's you, just slip up your hand and slip it back down. Say, Pastor Candy, I just want to be sure. Yes, sir, I see. Anybody else? Anybody else? Jesus loves you. Come on, just slip your hand up. Yes, I see. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? I want you to know Jesus loves you, and this church body loves you, and we're ready to receive you. All right. Anybody else? One more minute. Just one more minute before we change the order of the service. I just still feel like there's somebody else. You just need to raise your hand and say, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? Yes, I see. I see. All right. I want us from front to back and side to side, everybody as a church family, we're going to pray this prayer together, okay? Everyone under the sound of my voice, even online today, I want you to pray this prayer with us. Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've transgressed against the laws of God, but I believe that Jesus Christ is God made manifest in flesh. He died on a cross and He rose again so that I could have eternal life. Lord, would You come into my heart? Would You wash me in the blood of Jesus? Forgive me of my sins. I surrender my life to You. In Jesus' name. Now, why don't you give Jesus Christ the greatest hand clap of the day? The greatest hand clap of the day. My God, my God, my God. Come on, the great. Come on, somebody. Ho, ho. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. We've had a visitation of the place today. Hallelujah. Why don't you find two or three people? You know, I didn't get a chance to tell you, did I? If no one's told you they love you today, I do, I do, I do, I love you. And what a fantastic time we had at the picnic yesterday. I want to thank everybody that worked so very hard. Find two or three people, hug them, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord. I love you. God bless you.